Hi, I'm Sheena, former miserable corporate attorney turned full-time calligrapher and creative entrepreneur. I used to feel like I was living my life for other people, and now I am more true to myself than ever. And each week, I'm sharing a short but powerful lesson that I've learned on that journey. So if you're looking for a way to get more creativity and possibility into your life, you're so in the right place. Let's dive right in. If you're interested in learning calligraphy and you want to do it for free, I have a calligraphy workshop that I created just for you. I know how frustrating it is to buy the wrong tools, to not know how to use them, for everything coming out of your pen to look like nonsense. That's why I created this training. It's about an hour long. It shows you exactly what tools to buy, how to prep those tools, how to get started right, and how to continue practicing so that you actually get good at calligraphy. And bonus, it will tell you a little bit more about how to continue working with me if you want to learn calligraphy from me. So that's at freecalligraphyworkshop.com, all one word, freecalligraphyworkshop.com. Hope to see you inside. Hey, welcome back to the Sheena Show. This episode is for anyone who is thinking about starting to sell their creative work, whether that's calligraphy or something else. You're thinking about getting into entrepreneurship, business, right? Because that's what selling your work is. And you've ever heard a successful business person say, oh, well, I was just a born entrepreneur. In third grade, I got my classmates to pay me to clean my shoes. I was selling my old pencil erasers for a tidy sum of money. If you've ever heard stories like that and thought to yourself, I can't be an entrepreneur. I'm not cut out for this. I don't have any of that in me, then this message is especially for you, because here's what I want to tell you. I am not a born entrepreneur either. And yet here I am in 2021 running a calligraphy business that brings in over $1 million in revenue a year, something I never imagined that I could do. Growing up, I did not have an entrepreneurial bone in my body. So I'm going to tell you a bit about what I was like growing up, the myth that I had of entrepreneurs and how it held me back from doing that, and what this means for you. So let's start with a bit of my background. Let me tell you, when I was a young child, I was not like this. Comfortable talking in front of a camera, confident introducing myself, upbeat, optimistic, you know, can go up to people. I was such a shy, reserved little thing. I did not know how to smile for a camera. I did this. I didn't know how to arrange my features. I could not even go and ask a grocery store worker where the milk was. I was terrified to go do that because I was afraid they'd ask me what, or speak up, or I don't know, find it yourself. I don't know what I thought the reaction would be, but my, you know, small 6-year-old self was terrified to go do that. When I had to like sell chocolates for a school fundraiser, I don't know if any of you ever remember doing this, going door to door and selling candy bars or cookies or whatever in order to raise money. It was a huge thing that my school did every year, and there was a competition of who could sell the most. I would always bring home the minimum amount of candy bars that I could, and then my parents, my poor parents, would end up buying most of them because I was just so scared to go knocking on people's doors. I would go up, knock timidly, hope that no one answered, and run away. So I didn't sell very many candy bars. I never really had a lemonade stand growing up. I never thought about how I could turn things into a business or a profit. I didn't think about, you know, inventing a better way to do things. I was a follow the rules, do what I'm told, obey the teacher and my parents so I can get all the accolades of being a good student and a good little girl. I was a follow the rules person. I gotta tell you, I'm still that person in a lot of ways. I don't like breaking the rules. My fiance will sometimes sneak into places, not in a breaking and entering way, but in a, hey, you know, the Disneyland Hotel has a really cool pool. Let's see if we can get in, even though we're not guests. Not saying that's the right thing to do, but he has no problems doing that. And if he gets caught, he gets caught and he gets thrown out and it's not a big deal. Me? I'm like, but wait, what if we get caught and there's a scene and we're embarrassed and people look at us? There's just, I'm a rule follower. And yet, here I am running a business, a successful business, doing really well with it. I wanted to tell you this about me so I could bust the myth that entrepreneurs are these magical unicorn people who are just born a certain way, and that's why they're able to do everything that they're able to do. Because I used to think that too. I used to listen to stories of successful entrepreneurs, or even people I saw in my life who were trying something, who were starting a business, who were going for it. And I used to think things like, wow, they must just have been born with a special kind of bravery. They must just have learned as a very young child not to give a fuck about what people think. They must have this special brain that's constantly coming up with ideas. And, you know, it doesn't matter if they're good or bad. They just want to put it out there in the world, you know, like Steve Jobs. They must be so self-assured, so confident that they have something to, you know, bring to the world that they're almost arrogant. They must be just natural born leaders, charismatic. You can't resist them. You got to follow them. That's in my head what I used to think of as entrepreneurs. It was a box, special box that some people were born into, and that was it. The walls were sealed. If you were born an entrepreneur, great. You could go out and sell things and come up with ideas and have your own business and build a brand. And if you were born outside of that box, tough luck to you, but you just didn't have what it took in order to be an entrepreneur. I'm here to tell you that that's absolutely bullshit. There is no box. Actually, maybe there is a box, right? Maybe there is a box of people who are kind of born like that or learn to be like that at a very young age, who just have ideas. They're not afraid to put themselves out there. They know that entrepreneurship is what they want to do. They're always thinking of ways to put their ideas out, turn a profit. I'm sure there are people out there like that. So there's a box. But that's not the only box that is labeled entrepreneur. There are so many other boxes. So I'm in an entrepreneur box that looks like I used to be terrified of confrontation and putting myself out there. In fact, I remember one time where I was the president of the speech and debate club because I was good at speech and debate and debating people, not because I was a good leader. And I showed this because there was a big dramatic moment in the club where the vice president and the treasurer were facing off with each other, and the treasurer didn't think the vice president was doing enough, and the vice president insisted that she was doing enough. And we had to decide, you know, the leaders of the club had to decide if she was going to stay vice president and treasurer, or if they were going to swap roles, or if we're going to shake everything up. It was a huge moment. The faculty advisor was there. We were sitting around a table. We all took a vote. Of course, the treasurer and her friends voted for treasurer. The vice president and her friends voted for the vice president. It was tied. It came to me as the president of the club. This was going to shake things up or leave things as they were. It was going to demoralize people. It was going to make one person, one faction angry, the other one satisfied. It all came to me. And what did I do? I abstained. I said, nope, not doing it. Opt out. I'm not voting. I abstain. I know these two people. I don't want to make the decision. I remember the faculty advisor, the teacher of speech and debate, looking at me kind of shocked that I would do that, that I would just abdicate my responsibility as president. That's the kind of leader that I was in high school. I was not a natural born charismatic leader. So here I am in this entrepreneur box where I just learned how to do all the things that it takes. I learned how to talk to my customers and price things and put things out on Instagram in a way that it would appeal to people. I learned how to niche down and choose a voice for my brand and put ads out there and ask people what they wanted and talk to people's fears and objections. I learned how to hire people, how to deal with when people were unhappy and walked out and didn't want to work with me anymore, and how to give people difficult feedback and how to keep people motivated. And I'm still learning all that stuff. So I guess you could say, am in a I figured it out entrepreneur box. And it's just as legitimate a box to be in. As I've gone through my business, I've met so many different entrepreneurs, from small to very large, from running a one-man show to running a big team, doing everything from macrame to running business systems and selling those to other business owners. And here's what I have found. There are so many different entrepreneur boxes. Sure, there's the natural born entrepreneur box. And then there's me, maybe in the like, I figured it out entrepreneur box. There's a lot of people in that box. There's entrepreneurs that are incredibly anxious and introverted, and they guard their energy and they only do, you know, what needs to get done, and then they take breaks. There are people in that box. There are unwilling, accidental entrepreneurs who didn't think anything would come of it, and suddenly, you know, something did. So they went with it. There are entrepreneurs that are extremely creative and artistic and love that side, but really struggle with the system side. There, I'm telling you, if you are interested in going out there and selling your calligraphy or offering it, putting it out into the world for people to give you an exchange of value for something that you created, I am telling you that you can do it even if you don't think that you are an entrepreneur, because you don't fit in that one kind of box. I'm telling you, there are so many other ways to do it, including the way I did it, which is just figuring it out, learning step by step, putting one foot in front of the other and making uncomfortable decisions and learning lessons and failing and making mistakes. And it's totally a legit way to do it. I wanted to tell you all this to get rid of that excuse. Wipe it out of your head, okay? If you are thinking, I really want to put my calligraphy out there, I really want to start selling my calligraphy, this is something that's calling to me, but I'm not an entrepreneur. Like, I've never done this. I've never been drawn to this. I don't know how to do this. Take that excuse away. You don't need to be one. And then here's the deeper lesson, because your brain will come up with other excuses. I'm sure you've learned this about me now, right? Oh, okay, Sheena wasn't a born entrepreneur. She learned how to do it, but I can't do what Sheena does because Sheena is really smart. She went to Harvard. Or Sheena's really highly educated. Or Sheena is like way, you know, creative and artistic. Or Sheena's a, I don't know, petite Asian woman instead of whatever you are. Whatever, right? Your brain will always come up with ways to say, but there's something about them that's special. Not me. There's something about them that's rude. They can do it, but I can't do it. And the deeper lesson I want you to get here is recognize those excuses for what they are. It's just your brain trying to protect you from doing something scary and giving you a reason not to do it. Don't buy it. Don't buy the excuse that you're not an entrepreneur, a natural born entrepreneur, therefore you can't do it. Don't buy the excuse that Sheena has something special, therefore she can do it, but I can't. Because I could give you, for every single one of those things that your brain pulls out, Sheena is smart. She's highly educated. She went to a great college. I could give you an example of someone who didn't even go to high school and is a successful entrepreneur. Or someone who dropped out of college and is a successful entrepreneur. Or I could give you an example of someone who doesn't look like me, who's a successful entrepreneur. I can give you an example of someone who didn't have my privileged upbringing, where my parents were pretty like middle class, upper middle class, and could give me a lot of things. I could give you an example of someone who didn't have that. I could give you examples, counterexamples, all freaking day. Your brain will continue to come up with reasons why you can't do it. And you start to recognize those for the excuses they are. That's it. That's just the first step. And then from there, you can keep going on that crooked creative path, one foot in front of the other, recognizing the excuses for what they are, setting them aside, and doing it anyway. That's the message I wanted to give you today. I also wanted to tell you, if this is speaking to you, if you're saying, okay, I've always thought about doing this, I've always thought about getting really good at calligraphy, and then maybe I can sell it, maybe I can build up a side hustle, you know, maybe I can work on it. Maybe eventually I can go full time with calligraphy. You know, wow, maybe. If you're looking for that first step and you want to get really good at calligraphy, I can help you with that. I have a free workshop that will help you to get started in the right way and will give you a lot of inspiration and will tell you how you can continue to work with me if that's what you want to do. That's at freecalligraphyworkshop.com, all one word, freecalligraphyworkshop.com. If this is something that has been calling to you, it's an easy free step that you can take. freecalligraphyworkshop.com. Wanted to mention that here at the end of this episode where I'm telling you, you can fucking do it. Don't believe the excuses in your brain. See you next time. Oh, you're still here. That's awesome. That means that you like the show, right? Thank you for listening to the end. And I want to ask you a really quick favor. Could you take 2 seconds right now, literally right now, to just leave a rating on this podcast? And if you're feeling extra generous, write a 1-sentence review. It really helps more people like you to find this show. You are awesome. I'll see you next time.